I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T973.com with Gus and Clint. I'm Aaron. We're joining you today until 6:30. Love to get your thoughts and comments on the EH Flooring Center chat line at Double T973.com. We'll have coverage of Friendship Football as they take on Coronado on Double T97.3. Cooper and Dumas on 100.7 The Score. We'll have the Coronado version of the Coronado and Friendship broadcast at 6:30 on 96.9 The Bull. And then at 6:30 we'll have Monterey versus Odessa on 107.7 Yes FM.
I need to get like a bull sound, like when they do their little bull yell behind it after you say it. Noise. Except a lot cooler than what I just did.
Because we'll be saying it all fall.
Yeah, there's okay, right. More of the 96.9 The Chicken, what you just did. And you're on the call for the Mustangs, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Trevor Miller and I, all nice. Season long.
Nice.
And then at 9:30.
Cool. He's all grown up now.
On Double T 97.3, we'll have Friday Night Live. We are less than a day away from college football. I mean,
And high school football started last night?
Sure, yeah. In 22 and a half hours, Notre Dame and Navy will be kicking off in Dublin on NBC. I guess I'm way more excited about that than you guys are.
Here we go. Well, you probably are about the global onset
warming
of college football. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I'll carve out time for that Navy-Notre Dame game, but I'll certainly by dinner tomorrow know the outcome. And
I reckon I'll look and see who won.
It's like you in baseball season. Before I eat supper. It's like you in baseball season. You walk in here on Monday and go, well, all right, we took two out of three from somebody, but you're not going, what about that fourth inning curveball that Joe blew? So and just so we're clear, Texas Tech game, different matter.
Sure.
So, yeah.
They say the bull again.
What do you mean?
Like the little tagline.
96.9 The Bull.
Oh. Well, we'll have Coronado football taking on Friendship 6:30 tonight on 96.9 The Bull. Yeah, there you go. You're welcome. You can use that on your
I'm excited. I'm gonna watch for sure Notre Dame and Navy. I am. I was just busy.
I don't believe that.
You know, doing really important things of looking up bull noises.
You'll be out fishing for some little crappie that is having a good day right now. Looking for a little worm, take back those little baby fishes and help feed them and nourish them. And here you come.
That's the nice part about this being a 2:30 kickoff is I can go out in the morning real early, but it's nice and cool. And
yeah,
turn into human jerky, I'll have a kickoff.
You can make really a whole kind of afternoon evening out of it, starting with Notre Dame Navy, and then that'll lead you right into UTEP Jacksonville State. So Rich Rodriguez, Dana Dimel, the Miners versus the Gamecocks. And then 6 o'clock, you've got a few different options. UMass, New Mexico State, Ohio, San Diego State, and then Hawaii and Vanderbilt. And then at 7 o'clock, if you have the Pac-12 network, which I'm guessing you probably don't, you can watch San Jose USC. And if not, you can wait until 8 to watch Sonny Cumbie and the Fighting Louisiana Texters take on FIU. Sounds delightful.
You talked about Dimel. He was when I hear that name, I legit think about a University of Wyoming head coach, because there was a time there in the late 90s that I thought he would be a candidate. I mean, just before I was doing sports talk, but when you just kind of go, huh, I bet that guy would be a fit here. I remember thinking, I bet when Spike retires, he'd be a fit here. And sure enough, the year that Spike retired, Dimmel took the job at Houston. Now, that's not Texas Tech, and we did a whole lot better with Mike Leach, and Dana Dimmel hasn't turned out to be all that. But he's had a nice coaching career. I mean, he's made a life in coaching, head coach and assistant. But yeah, there was a
in another timeline, right? If he either stays at Wyoming for another year or two, or picks another job other than Houston, after that 99 season, you know, maybe his trajectory turns out different, because he never really recovered from that stint in Houston. They went winless in 2001.
We talked about that 0-11 team the other day, and that just hit me as I was looking it up to make sure I was right about that. Like, that's a demo from Wyoming, and it said University of Houston, and I thought, oh, that was the 2001, 2002, 0-11 team. Like, yep, never mind.
Yeah. And then after that, he was at K-State for a season, and then a position coach at Arizona for a little while, and then he hooked back up with Bill Snyder and was there, I think, for the rest of Snyder's kind of second run at Kansas State as kind of an offensive coach. And he's been okay at UTEP. They went to a bowl game a couple of years ago, 5-7 last year, but that's just a hard place to play.
Yep. Yep. Expectations aren't super high, but, yeah, the what Mike Price did there was – I mean, you know, Mike Price went there, did the Washington State, and had Washington State going. And then took the Bama job for a minute, and then Roll ended tide. Up at UTEP, and yeah. It wasn't Roll Tide. What's the saying that's sort of attached to him? He was at the.
I thought it was Roll Tide. I thought he was at the adult establishment and.
Yeah, but I thought it was something more like the tide is rolling, or something. I thought it had a little more of a racy, a little more tinkle winky.
Okay. At one point, she and her female companion started screaming, Roll Tide, and he was yelling back, it's rolling, baby, it's rolling.
There it is, right there.
There you go.
Nice. I like that he Googled that, and like 8 seconds later, he's just spitting verse, man.
It's funny.
Fun, our boy's good.
USC will open up its season tomorrow, right? Taking on San Jose State. They have, as probably most, you know, programs out there, you have sponsorships that kind of come and go. Mm-hmm. And usually those start, you know, around the beginning of a season. Football season, basketball season, whatever. Well, USC is now an official partner of DirecTV, which that's a pretty big time.
Yeah, it is.
Like, that's a national
big brand. Yeah.
Sure, big brand.
Because that's
a little
not
bit
even
unfortunate,
like...
though, because if you are a USC fan, maybe you're, you know, a DirecTV executive that wants to kind of see your product placement. I can't watch them on Saturday because they're on the Pac-12 network, which is not on DirecTV.
Oh, wow. That's just perfect. And yeah, and that just gives us even more reason to root for San Jose State to win.
Man. That's unbelievable. This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line.
Sooner fans everywhere rooting against them once again.
From Bobby Hot Dogs, AD, how are the new dogs doing? Have they really started to grow on you yet? No. They're fine. Wife is out of town tonight. So I got...
So dog, the gate is open.
No. Well, no, because...
Roam the neighborhood freely again.
She's posted so many pictures of those dogs and all those Facebook groups. They all know where they, you know, be delivered back to my door in 5 minutes. More tech talk next. It's rolling, baby. It's rolling.
It's every Red Raiders favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com. Clint, I'm Aaron. Gus will be back with us shortly. We'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at TT973.com. All guests appear via the Visual Edge IP hotline. We'll have high school football on the air for you tonight. Friendship and Cooper on both TT973 and 96.9 The Bull.
Friendship Coronado.
What did I say?
Cooper.
Friendship and Coronado, excuse me. Cooper and Dumas, 6:30 on 100.7 The Score. Monterey and Odessa, 6:30 on 107.7 Yes FM. Friday Night Live, yours at 9:30. To wrap it all up on TT973, this from Duff in Houston. AD, have you released those dogs behind Holly's in post yet since Mrs. D is out of town? That option is no longer available to me. For one thing, like I said a second ago, the wife has posted so many times in our neighborhood Facebook group, in like all the lost and found pets groups on Facebook, that, you know, they're going to be easily identified and go, oh, hey, this is Mrs. D's dogs. And then two, she took them to the animal shelter yesterday, late afternoon. I was still doing the show, to kind of get them registered in their system. And so they were microchipped. So not with our info, not with our info.
Wow. The crate train, they have a chip. They know where the house is.
Not our info. They are not our property, but,
locked in, dude.
But the animal shelter would know who's, you know, anyways. So,
well, will you go to that place anyways and just bring me back like a burger?
You want me to do it right now? You're just going to do the show by yourself while Gus and I bring you snacks?
Yeah. The entire, until you got back, would be just every snack I could think of that I would want you to bring me and would accept, which would be a lot.
Where are you at on snack cakes?
Like Little Debbie's and stuff? Big fan.
Because I feel obviously, I'm not going to just turn my nose up at one.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between that and actually going out and searching and getting one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know that I would ever go out and hold on. I don't know that I would ever go out and search for a Twinkie. Mm-hmm. You know? But I'd pick up an oatmeal cream pie.
I almost exclusively get my like Little Debbie snack cake type stuff now from gas stations.
Really?
Like, I don't really get boxes of them anymore. It's because I don't need to do that. I don't really need to be getting them at gas stations anyways, but it's more of a, I see it kind of, you were talking about the reaction type buy for the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I'm that way with gas stations with my snacking. Like, I don't know what I'm going to get, but I know it's going to be something that I haven't got like the last trip before, and that will work its way in the rotation every once in a while. Oatmeal cream pie leads the clubhouse there, but like the little,
you ever had a double decker one?
A what?
Double decker oatmeal cream pie.
Oh, that's all that's sold now at the, I actually like the smaller one more.
I do too. The double decker, just, I get so full that I'm almost sick, and then I get like grossed out. Somebody says this Nutter butter in the freezer game changer. Bobby Hot Dog,
I think,
says,
that's a Nutty Buddy.
Okay, Nutty different. Buddy.
That's the, because the Nutter Butters are the peanut butter crackers. The Nutty Buddy is like a big stick thing.
Big stick
probably
thing.
Probably sounds good.
Bobby Hot Dogs, what are the dogs' names again? Silas and Linda. I didn't name them.
They
don't answer to them.
Did we ask if they were named after anything specific?
No.
They're just names that came.
The wife has some family friends, and one of their names is Linda, but I don't think that the dog was named specifically after her.
I wish that was the story. I haven't known anyone the
Linda here was the dog wasn't listening, and the wife said, listen here, Linda, and then it just kind of stuck.
Linda, listen, Linda. Okay, what about Silas?
I have no idea. Maybe she was a big fan of the Heroes TV series back in like 2006. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Silas is an especially good dog name.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
It's too soft in a way. Like, it needs to be more kind of like a hard, clearly defined sound, in my opinion. Not an expert, right? But like Silas could be anything. That could kind of blend in, whereas a Bruno or a Maggie or a Fido or a Skipper or whatever, a little bit kind of, again,
harder. Baxter.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. Harder constants.
I do like, though, that they're not just generic, right? Like, here's a Hercules or something, or an Atlas, Axel.
Hercules is too long for a dog name.
There's a syllable count?
Yeah.
Nah, I disagree.
This from Texter Gary. Listening via the app as I drive back to the Hub City from the northern Texas panhandle, enjoying the program from 80's favorite scenic drive, I-27 from Amarillo. Ooh, boy. Yeah. This in the chat line. Do y'all know if there are rules based on playoff appearance, etc., to determine how Friendship has a home game to open the season pretty much every year?
I do not know that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I think it's... I'm... kind of feel good that you think that I would know that and ask me that question. Because, I have no clue.
What if you just keep getting asked questions that you don't know about? What point is there frustration?
I mean, if y'all want to do that for the next 2.5 hours, there is no frustration. Are you kidding me?
No, save him. Come up to Aaron to his house because he won't be out. Knock on his door and ask him these questions.
No, save don't him. Do that.
Yeah, do no. that. You can meet Silas and Linda, their new home. Maybe drop off a dog of your own. Doesn't have to be a dog. Could really be any animal.
Bobby Hot Dogs, I bet Mrs. D has already placed an order for embroidered Silas and Linda stockings for Christmas time. Not going to happen.
I see that this little balloon party is still talking dogs.
Yeah. We also get this from a friend of the show, Mark Finkner. Friendship played at Lowry Field versus Coronado in Game 1 last year. So.
Mm-hmm. That's confirmed.
There you go.
I don't know what the question is, but I know that to be true.
Do y'all have stockings for your pets?
No.
Christmas stockings?
No. No, they're pets. So no.
Wow. So is that a hard stance?
I don't know. The dog may get a bone or something like that, but there's no stocking. No. Little Fido doesn't walk over there and go, oh. Either excited about the stocking or the dearth of the stocking. Just the absence of a stocking. Just the dog is going to sit there and lick its butt. All right? That's what dogs do. So some of you people.
The brown eye.
Some of you people need to. Show you people need to get a handle on the whole pet thing. Care for it. Love it. Don't get me wrong. But the idea that, oh, you know, it's the you know, the like you want to infuse all of these human traits on your dog. Oh, he's depressed. Oh, hey, she's having a good day. You know, stop. The dog's going to lick its butt here in a minute, okay? It's the brown eye.
Should have done the buttocks one.
This true. Is the newest one.
Let me do it again. The dog's going to lick its butt in a minute. I could be showing my buttocks.
Do your dogs have Christmas stockings there, Clint?
Please say yes. Please say yes, please.
they don't, but that's something we would totally do. So I don't have a hard stance against it.
You know what? You need children, and then that kind of stuff kind of fades away. Yeah. You focus.
Not always true.
Gross.
Not always true.
Not always true.
Seems like there's a notable exception over here.
Yeah. I'll just say this. There are more than three stockings that hang on the mantle at Casa Dickens.
Are there more than four? That's the question.
Oh, sure. There's like six? There's one for all three dogs and then one for the cats.
And soon to be one for all five dogs.
Shut up. I know. Is it? Shut up. What about the pig? What's the pig got?
Pigs. More tech talk next. We'll be right back.
podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T973.com with Gus and with Clint. I'm Aaron. We're joining you today until 6:30. We'd love to hear what you have to say on the Yates Flooring Center chat line, DoubleT973.com. All guests appear via the Visual Edge IT hotline. Raiders Dad says this. Ring AD's doorbell. He really enjoys the dog's reaction to that noise. Oh, my gosh. I'm in love with you. I get incandescent with rage when there is unsolicited.
Clint, let's go get a couple of 40s and ring his doorbell at about 9:45.
Are you like solar panels, DirecTV, Vivint? I mean, whatever it is, if you're ringing my doorbell for some dumb reason. Just to get a quick no for me and my dogs go ballistic, yeah, I'm not going to be very happy.
Okay, so just to make sure that we have, you know, we don't want to anger you, right? So I want to make sure that we don't do dumb things at your house. Let's say someone, perhaps two people, after playing Edward 40 Hands, happened to be at your doorstep.
Edward 40 Hands?
And
what? You can come to our tailgate, dude.
Ring the doorbell, and as you're hearing, you know, calming down the dogs, you open the door, and as you're screaming, you know, who is ringing my doorbell at 2 a.m., you hear, like, let's say Gus and I yelling, you can't see us, we're covered in lemon juice, just like running around. Would that be dumb? I just want to make sure we don't do something
to
make you mad.
Well, it just depends on how good of a shot I am. This in the chat line, hello, AD. Clint skipped over all my texts last show, so will you just read this one out loud to him for me, please? Clint, you suck, and there are no stoplights in Mullinsville because there are no intelligent life forms there to operate vehicles.
Oh, dude, I don't believe that. I guarantee you somebody in Mullinsville can drive a tractor.
That's true.
I guarantee that. Wheat? What do we got? Were you heavy wheat around there?
Heavy wheat, heavy cattle. Heavy wheat, heavy cattle. Kettle.
Yes, got it. Hey,
did you ever eat a kettle?
I did. There used to be one here.
I miss kettle with the little syrup container. Oh,
the kettle, the kettle that was in Lubbock was owned by the parents of Todd Howie, who was an All Southwest Conference baseball player right before me at Tech. Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Howie owned the kettle.
That used to be like a big time, like grandparent activity.
Yeah.
Go to the kettle.
That. Sure.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Someone says, just tell them not to bark. Yeah. Why haven't I tried that?
Have you tried just saying stop yet?
Hey, guys, would you please stop? Okay. Thank you.
If you don't stop barking, you're not going to get your stocking at Christmas.
Aaron's just there right? Singing, if we're barking, we're not listening.
Santa Claus is ears, not going to come.
Exactly. Santa Claus does
not
visit.
Santa Paws.
Santa Paws does not visit barking dogs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line from Val. He said, George Carlin was on Carson last night. I suspect this was a rerun.
No, what?
Did his bit on the difference between baseball and football. Classic football is warlike. March down the field and punch it in the end zone. Baseball is pastoral. The object is to make it home safely.
Nope, that's right.
Baseball.
That's a classic. That's a classic piece. At the very end when he talks about the aerial assault, the puncture lines and the for the ground attack. Oh, that's awesome, man.
How about this? The Big Ten, pending approval by the league's schools, but it is expected to pass, the Big Ten will require its football programs to release player availability reports 2 hours before each conference game's kickoff.
Really?
How about that?
Wow. Explain that. I wonder what the motivation is.
Well, I think there's probably a gambling element to it there in terms of, hey, let's try to be as transparent as possible so that you know, no one can traffic in inside information that everyone else doesn't have. And it also prevents schools from kind of playing games with injuries or...
I understand
that part. It's a game time decision. That I mean, his knee fell off. Oh, no, it's a game time decision.
That was Cliff.
Yeah.
Love him. Love him to death, but that was... Cliff was coy with that sort of thing.
This on the chat line from Raiders Dad. When you said all conference player right before me, it's confusing. It makes it sound like you were an all conference player.
No, I know. And I was as soon as I said that, I thought, Clint goes down as a great collegiate hitter. Clint, yeah. By the way, Clint Bryant last week turned 50 years old a couple weeks ago. In case you're not feeling old, for those of you. Brutal.
Raiders Dad says Raiders mom sings Wesley Paws is coming to town around Christmas time, when which starts in our house in about 35 days.
Correction, that's this coming Tuesday that Clint Bryant turns 50. So you can stop too late to get send him a card.
And we don't have to feel old yet either.
You big on sending cards?
You know what? You might be surprised at the number of little handwritten notes I'll send. So, but not as much of like, hey, here's the Christmas card list. Not that kind of thing, but just...
Like in a Hallmark card or just like a piece of
paper? I've got some CBF stationery and stuff, so like a little congratulations or whatever. I'm not great at it, but yeah, I kind of take that part of it a little seriously. Just the... And it can just be... Yeah. You know, just a little acknowledgement. Hey, man, hope you're doing good. That kind of stuff. You know, let you know I'm still here. It's probably fundraiser adjacent, but I don't do a lot of fundraising. So it's just like, no, I'm just trying to nurture a relationship. That's all. Tell somebody I'm proud of them or whatever. Like every once in a while, I'll text Josh Young. Go, hey, dude, really proud of you. You know, Josh Young's life complete without that. Yeah. But, you know, to me, it's just. And that's a name drop, yes, but I'm just giving you an example of someone that you might know to whom I might do that. Just say, hey, we're proud of you out here, you know, that kind of
Clint,
thing.
Clint, have you ever gotten a text from Gus about being the proud?
I was just about to say, I usually get, like, disappointed texts.
You two clowns need no encouragement. In fact, you need to be yelled at more. Like, you probably weren't spanked.
Oh, no, I was.
I was. It didn't work. Clearly, it didn't catch on for either of us.
Yeah, we had the belt. We had the paddle.
I had the paddle. We had the spoon, like as the intermediate.
Ooh, fry no, from a mother. The mother grabs a spoon.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Texas.
Not mine.
Oh, you're... Well, I'm just saying.
Brass knuckles.
But, I mean, were you... That was from your alcoholic uncle, though. He was the one with the brass knuckles. Texas with your favorite...
Your favorite punishments, please. Heck, no context.
Text them.
Bonus
in,
points
man.
For blood.
Yep. Text them in.
Punishments and feet picks on the chat line.
Yeah, and go ahead and tell us what you did to get the wooden spoon upside the head or whatever. Yeah, but I'm saying like it doesn't seem like mom would grab the wooden spoon and crack you with it. I never had the wooden spoon, but I've been like, does dad chase you around with a wooden spoon?
I don't, I mean, like, chasing is a trap. Like, because you're just making it worse on yourself.
Oh, yeah, it is.
This on the chat line from Texas Tech 1980. Gus, what in the heck do the Rangers have to do to get back to winning?
Not much you can do. Keep showing up and keep grinding. The good news is you got the right man in charge for it. But yeah, it's how losing streaks go, where it's like you lose a different way all the time. You're finding ways to lose in terms of, and it's not like they picked up the ground ball with two outs in the ninth and threw it into the parking lot or whatever, and you know, just tragic errors. But it's like, you know, one day they'll swing the bat well and give up 9 runs when they score 8, and one day they'll pitch it really well and get beat 3-2, and it's just how losing streaks go. You know, I'm going to go back to this, and I'm not attributing this all to Josh, but it's like, man, you'd love to have that extra, you'd have that little extra juice that he would provide, because right now they're probably a little exposed in the, you know, in one of the spots. You also are missing Jonah Heim.
More Tech Talk next.
The podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Gus and Clint. I'm Aaron. We're joining you today until 6:30. We'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com. We've been, somehow we got onto the subject of corporal punishment. So we were asking for, your best corporal punishment stories. You know, growing up.
Yep.
Justin says, hand, belt, cutting board, firewood.
Oh, wow.
Someone else says, the wooden spoon was no joke. Someone else, spatula beating.
Beating.
Someone else, I grew up getting it with a switch that my grandpa would make us go pull off our own.
That's a famous tree
in the yard.
That's a famous Richard Pryor routine.
Texter Gary says, mom would beat me. I'm sorry. Mom would bust me with a fly swatter. Bobby Hot Dog says, Clint had to live in Kansas. Is that not punishment enough? this in the chat line. Yeah, this is so true. The worst was the belt when, as a reflex, you put your hands back there and took the shot. Now your hands have welts on them, and then you hear, well, that one didn't count because you moved. As if there's some, like, umpire somewhere. Right. You know, like, white flag, red flag. Nope, sorry, red flag. That one didn't count. Umpire said.
Right, that was a balk. We're doing it again.
Yeah. Somebody says belts or willow switches. Rachel says swats at school and home.
Yeah.
For taking all the maxi pads out of the bathroom and giving them to my friends. I was in second grade, and the school janitor was filling up the machine, and I asked what those were, and she told me that they were presents. So it made sense in my mind.
Speaking of stocking stuffers.
That's a great story.
That's a really good story.
Time. Heck yeah. Awesome.
Someone says this. If I lied to my dad, he would make me go out into the pasture on our farm and pick up rocks and put them in the back of a pickup for hours and hours. I didn't lie to him very often.
I've heard of people like being handed a bucket, like go out and pick up rocks in the backyard. You can come in when it's full. Good.
I thought the rock story was going to like a switch story. Like my dad made me go out and pick out the biggest rock.
Bash him.
Carved it into a paddle.
Yeah. that one didn't count. You flinched. Get back here.
And someone says, we had to go to the belt drawer to pick out which belt they used on us.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
That'll clean it up right there.
Texter Gary, dad would take off his belt and pop it a few times before wearing me out. Once the belt popping started, I was begging, no, I'm sorry, it'll never happen again. I
remember my grandpa would pull, like threaten to pull his off, and like, oh.
I remember getting in trouble real bad one time because my dad was trying to do that, but like the belt wasn't getting unhooked, and so he was just like shuffling his pants, so I started laughing, which is not, I couldn't help it. Wow. It was just like a Three Stooges thing, and yeah, that was not smart.
There's an extra swat in there for you.
Like, just calm down.
Clint didn't sit down again until the third grade after that. Somebody says this.
Oh, that was like a month ago.
Oh. Whatever my mom could get her hands on, high heel, coat hanger, etc. We get this. That's two for flinching.
Yeah.
Someone says, I always knew that I was going to get it when my mother would use my first, middle, and last name. Someone else, the paddle, bare butt. Ooh.
Yeah, we had a wooden paddle. I had a wooden paddle when I got a little bit, you know, right up there on end elementary a little bit.
I could be showing my buttocks.
It could just be just shown to you, and you're like, oh, yep, okay.
Someone says, a tired, angry dad at the end of a long day with a belt. How about this? The Athletic posted a feature today, Tales from the Coaches' Headsets. Have you seen this?
Yes, it's really good, isn't it?
It's really good. I haven't finished it yet, but this story is too funny not to share. Willie Fritz, who's currently the Tulane head coach, he's been at Sam Houston State, he's been all over the place, Back in the late 80s, he was the defensive coordinator at a community college in Kansas.
This is funny. This is good.
And he relays this story. He's on the headset. It's a tight ball game. And suddenly, there's cross chatter in the headphones. And it was apparently the air traffic controller and an airplane that were communicating because there was an airport nearby, a small airport. And they were going back and forth, and they were telling Fritz that, hey, you got to get off this line. This is, you know. And he's like, I'm not doing that. We got a ball game here. And they're going back and forth, and as that happens, I guess one of his players missed a tackle. And Fritz and one of the other coaches were going off about it, just like, oh, you know, bleeping, bleeper, et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden the tower asked the pilot in the plane a question. And the pilot said, well, I'm not sure what you're asking me, but I'm really glad that I'm not that Alfred Smith character, the player. And everyone just started laughing.
Yeah, I guess if the airport's small enough, the planes are flying in low enough that you'd probably get that sort of signal interference. That's pretty good,
I guess. I really wish that, because Yormark has said that Big 12 will be the conference of access and innovation. I mean, you sell that on as an add-on product, you know, access to coaches' headsets.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's like delayed.
Yeah.
Or filtered, the next day.
And it's got to be filtered and stuff. Just to 100%. But yeah, just that sort of access.
I mean, you wouldn't want to listen to the Texas game last year headsets.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I'd listen to that right now.
Heck yeah. No, that's
and
what
I'd
I'm getting
pay for
at.
It. Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. And again, clean it up just so the, you know, you'd have to clean that up or put it on in a delay. I remember ESPN, and this goes back definitely at the new ballpark, at the current College World Series ballpark, so 2011, because one of our inductees was the supervisor of umpires, was off the field at that point, was still the supervisor. And they, you know, the umps are mic'd up. And you can kind of hear him make calls, and you can hear him, you know, just talking to an umpire or talking to the catcher or whatever. But all that's on a delay so that if something happens or if a hit player cuss or just anything that, mm-hmm. that they're clear. But they would come out of a break after they'd listened to it. And what ESPN would do is say, hey, we want to play this. And then they would play it for my friend, the umpire, the old retired umpire. And you go, yep, we're good. Because you're not making the ump look bad or something. That's the whole deal with it. But it's. I mean, I'm saying it's live to tape. It's live 5 minutes later or coming out of the next break or whatever. In a way that a player mic'd up at a game or something, and it's still cool access.
Sure.
What you're talking about is would be so different. I mean, that would even the XFL and those guys haven't tried that, and they where they'll have stuff mic'd up on the sidelines or you can hear the play calls or just some of the uniqueness that some of those other off-brand leagues, I guess, have brought to XFL and whatever, the USFL or whatever those things are. That I don't think anybody's done the headset thing. But again, that would probably be something like, hey, fellas, we're recording this. So, you can't just go you bleeping bleeper every time
something
happens.
You're a bleeping bleeper. Steven says this, NASCAR used to rent headsets so you could listen to the pits on several channels.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, and this is a job, right? This is a profession. You're not, some sailor on an 18th century, three-master or something. I mean, it shouldn't be some kind of big ask that, hey, guys, maybe cut the MFers in half.
Right.
Here's
right.
my
right.
thingy. It's called How You Going. And if they don't, that's fine. Like, I'm not bothered by it.
Right.
I curse like a sailor yep. when I'm not on the air.
Yep. But not at your dog or the cats.
No. actually, I think the biggest objection there or the biggest obstacle would be that if you opened that up, it would open up some of the coaches individually to, for blame or criticism. Like, oh, No wonder we botched that third down. The, you know, the receivers coach gave him the wrong, you know, such and such or whatever, you know? And I think that that would probably be the biggest obstacle that you need to overcome.
Right.
The ego saving.
Yeah.
This on the chat line from Raider's Dad. We don't spank much, but when things get real in our house, we have gone straight to Goodwill and donated their favorite toy. For a time, we were throwing Pokemon cards away until we found out what those can sell for in 20 years. Maybe you just leave the kid in the car and go inside and, yep, just gave away that Pokemon card. It's
there you go.
It's still in your pocket.
There you go. Now you own it.
Yeah. It's an investment property. More tech talk next.
This has been the Tech Talk Podcast, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of Double T 97.3 podcasts at doublet973.com.